Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on anything and everything having to do with growing cleaning companies. If that is you and that's what you're into, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You will find everything you need to create the cleaning company of your dreams. If you want to be a guest on the show or reach out with questions, comments, thoughts, feedback, you can get a hold of us at 480-648-5149, or you can email Natalie, our producer, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. If you want to be on the show, we are always excited to hear from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Kareem Bey from KB Global Cleaning Services. KB just started this year in Missouri and works with commercial cleaning clients. Kareem, welcome to the show and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, what's going on, Cleaning Nation?
Glad to have you, my friend. So tell me a little bit about you. How did you get into the business and what's going on in your world?
Okay. I got into the business through my best friend's cousin. He operates a cleaning business also out of Missouri, a commercial cleaning business. And my wife, she used to do residential cleaning. I used to help her out with that, so I already knew how to clean, and I was confident in my cleaning abilities. And I heard that he was making $7,000 a month residual, so I thought I was looking for a new business to get into, so I thought I'd give the cleaning business a try since I was already familiar with it. And I saw a substantial amount of money could be made. So that's how I got into the business. I live in Missouri. I have a wife and two children.
All right, beautiful. Well, now that you've been in, let's see, about a half a year, what are your thoughts so far? Better than you thought? Worse than you thought? About what you thought? How's it meeting your expectations so far?
Thus far, it's been a roller coaster. About what I thought, you know, any particular business you get in is going to be, when you're getting started, things to face. So it's been a kind of it's been a journey thus far. It's been fun though.
All right. Well, glad that you reached out for some help. I'm excited to be able to chat with you. How can I help you today, my friend?
What I would like help with today, Mike, is partnering with cleaning franchises. Like, what are your thoughts on partnering with the cleaning franchises? Is it better, worse? Should I build it from the ground up, or does it really matter? Is it my preference, or what do you think about
right.
that?
Great question. And I know cleaning franchises kind of have been brought up on the show, but I don't know if we've done an entire episode dedicated to the good and the bad and the ugly with them. So let's do this. Let me ask you a couple questions, get a little more information, and then I'll shoot you out with my thoughts. So first of all, what are your goals with the cleaning company, my friend? Like, what ultimately would you like to see happen?
My ultimate goal with the cleaning company, man, is basically – to employ, to get, you know, about 8 to 10 employees going, or contractors, so I can eventually, of course, not do the cleaning myself, get some residual income. Like, that's what I got into it for. You know, I saw an opportunity to get some residual income, so that's my ultimate goal, is to get some residual income from it. Right now, I'm looking at my current goal right now is, you know, just about one new client a month. So,
okay. Is your goal to kind of be a business owner where you're handling the management and sales and marketing, that sort of stuff, or is your goal to actually be cleaning?
My goal is to be a business owner.
Okay. If that's the case, I don't know that I would recommend franchises for that circumstance. Franchises, basically, they're going to take kind of the bulk of the profit. Depends on the franchise, but they're usually going to take anywhere between, gosh, probably 18% and 25-27%, maybe a little more after fees, in exchange for basically finding you the customers and handling the billing. Sometimes they'll do insurance and stuff for you. And that is, it's an expensive way to not have to learn how to market. So if you want to be a business owner, I've not found franchise agreements or or and I'm talking franchise, we're not talking like a Service Master where you pay them, you know, 5 or 10% and you do whatever you want. I'm talking about the franchises where they get, they find the client for you, they take like a 20-25% cut, and they actually have the clients and you're just cleaning as a subcontractor. If you want to be a business owner, I've not found that that model, there's not enough margin for you to pay somebody else and manage the account. Generally, if you're going to do the cleaning yourself and you don't want to find any accounts, that's where a franchise can work. If you'd like to have your own business and have your own employees and manage employees as opposed to cleaning, there's just not enough money for you and the franchisor. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, sir. That definitely makes sense.
Okay, so yeah, first and foremost, I'm always going to encourage you to kind of look at your goals and decide what you're looking for and why. And from what you've told me, if you're trying to own a business, having a franchise is tough. First of all, you can't sell anything, right? If and when you want to give that to your kids or sell it, the franchisor is in control of the contracts, not you. Second of all, you can't really grow, right? You have to wait for them. I mean, I guess you could kind of get accounts on your own, but if you have the ability to get accounts on your own, then there's no real need for a franchisor. So I would invest the money and the time and the effort that you were going to invest messing around with the franchisor and invest that in learning how to attract clients, how to market, and how to get clients to come to you. It's I don't want to say it's a lazy man's way out, but it's really hard to grow a real substantial business as a franchisee. If you want to be a cleaner, that can be a good relationship. If you want to be a business owner, it might be possible, but I don't see how that would work. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it definitely answers my question. I appreciate that.
All right. That was actually a pretty quick and easy one. We've got extra time. We can go right to the lightning round, or if there's other questions, other thoughts, or anything else you need, let me know. We can talk about that for a little bit before we move on.
I got two more questions, if you don't mind.
We'll try one, and if we got extra time, we'll hit the second one. What's the first?
Okay, one. Oh, what do you think about the cleaning out industry, like cleaning out foreclosures or just cleaning out properties?
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people kind of start there, but not many end there. Again, with the larger, substantial businesses, I don't know of a lot that I coach, certainly, that's where they've built their real businesses on. If anything, they start there and realize the problem with that is it's too transitional. A, you know, some months are busy, some months are slow, and B, there's no setup. So there's a constant stream of a new guy in saying, I'll do it for a buck cheaper, and then a buck cheaper, and a buck cheaper. So I'm not a fan. To build a business, nearly impossible. I know very needle and haystack have done well. I really like the reason I like the janitorial maid service business is that recurring income. When you can open, once you build a real business, you can open your doors on, you know, January 1st, knowing you've got $30,000 in contracts that month, and next month maybe you'll have 28, maybe you'll have 32. But you don't have to start from scratch. When you start doing floor work or one-off work or move in and move out, your income really kind of jumps and dives. And if the rental market is good, then maybe you do okay. But what if that turns bad and people start buying houses and no one's renting anymore and that doesn't turn over? There's too many things outside of your control. So I am personally not a fan. Not saying you can't make money at it. I'm just saying business is difficult enough. So why make it harder?
Okay. Appreciate that.
Cool. And we do have time for a second. We are burning through your questions, my friend. What's the next?
My next question was, what do you think about, like, how much, I mean, I guess it's a kind of, I don't want to say a silly question, but, like, what do you think about, like, as far as marketing and getting out there? I mean, starting your cleaning business, how much money do you think you need to get it started? Does it? Anything can work for the person, or is it a certain budget that you should have?
Great question. So here's the deal. That's one of the things I like, and I have such a love-hate with this piece of the cleaning business. I love that you can get started with virtually no money, a couple $100, if that. I hate that you can get started with virtually no money, because what happens is everybody with a broom and a mop and some hope can be your competition, which when you're starting off, that's a real pain in the ass. That said, I'm not recommending, it's possible to start with a couple $100, but far, far, far from ideal. Some of the things that you're going to want to invest in right off the bat would be, I mean, for sure, I'm a huge fan of coaching and making sure you've got someone that can walk you through that process. So you want to have money for that. You want to have, you know, depending on where you what state you're in. There might be different requirements for incorporating or things like that, which might cost a couple $100. I'm always a fan of having a website. I think you can start a business without a website, but that's awfully tough. And then there might be a couple $100 of, you know, you need vacuums and supplies. So ideally, if you had $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, I think you'd be okay if you wanted to start slow. If you had nothing, you can do it, but you're asking for a lot. If you had 10 or 20 grand, you're really set up nicely. So the more the better, but just realize whatever you don't have in money, you're going to have to do in time. If you don't have the money to pay a coach, you got to figure it all out on your own. If you don't have the money to pay a website guy, you might have to build it yourself. If you don't have the money to pay anyone to advertise, you might have to go find customers yourself. So it costs a lot to start any business. The cleaning business is one that you can start with more time than money. But if you got the money, that's a heck of a lot better way to go. Did that answer your question?
Yes, sir, I did. Appreciate that, Mike.
Okay, did you have any follow-up, or is that pretty much cover what you're looking for?
That's
the cover.
Those are all my
questions. All right, man. Dude, we are going for the world land speed record of a Grow My Cleaning Company podcast episode. So let's move right to the let's move right to the lightning round. I'm going to give you the opportunity to share three quick questions. You're going to give three awesome answers. Question number one: what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice I ever received is for me, it had to be know your worth, know what you so you want, therefore whatever industry you're in, you won't undercut yourself. Like, kind of, if you don't know your worth, then you're never gonna, it has a lot to do with confidence and also how much you might charge your clients or what have you. So just know your worth, because I have a lot of problems with that in different industries. So
all right, cool, know your worth, couldn't agree more, my friend. Question number two: what's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business that we can learn from?
Man, the biggest mistake I made thus far is not knowing my worth. Getting into a daycare, which you didn't. Wasn't getting paid properly. So that was the biggest mistake I made thus far. Not knowing how to bid, just kind of being excited and jumping into it, and it was a big mess. It turned out to be a big mess. So,
all right, good feedback. And the good news is, if you were listening to this podcast, we have done, three or four or five episodes on how to bid. So there is no excuse with this free resource not to know how to bid and how to know your worth and how to know what to charge. So if you are concerned about that or scared that you're going to make that same mistake, make sure you check out one of the mini episodes we've done on pricing and just save yourself a ton of headache. Question number three: what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their lives and or their business?
I say always do your due diligence on whatever you do. It's good to coach and a mentor. That's always great. It's a great thing, but always go behind that and do your own due diligence. Because I found, therefore, you always, once you do your own due diligence, you have more confidence in yourself to tackle the task at hand. So,
yeah, I couldn't agree more. Preparation is the best. Best inoculation against failure. Well said, Kareem. All right, brother. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you for just hitting me with a bunch of quick questions. I appreciate your passion, your excitement. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Kareem's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.